Well, we hope and pray that all the youth are doing good. But, you know, we're all youth and we're all young at heart. So I'm not sure if these messages get out to the youth or not. But I don't know, even if some of our older youth are even listening to the youth message. So what I want to do and been thinking about doing, I want to get back to doing the overview of the Bible. So this week we're going to do the overview of the Bible in 1st and 2nd Timothy. But we are in a season where we're leading up to Pentecost. So I thought, well, I take this opportunity for the youth message and also use it as a message in order to help us understand when Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. So I want to read the scripture, and then I want to give a little message for us to think about. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21 from the New Living Translation, these are all red letters, so it's Jesus is talking. The red letter indicates that it's attributed to him. Hear God's word. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him, but you do, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In just a little while, the world will not see me. But you will, for I will live again, and you will too. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them, and I will reveal myself to you, each and every one of you. You know, Jesus is a real person. He was here. He was God manifested into the flesh. And what he's talking about is the promised Holy Spirit, the Spirit that gives us an understanding, and it gives us the peace that passes all understanding. We always talk about the birthday of the church, which is on the day of Pentecost. Because that's when Jesus told the disciples to go to the upper room and wait, and the Holy Spirit will come. So think about this. What are you tied to? Now, we should be tied to the Holy Spirit, and we are if we believe, but what are you tied to? Do you like to talk on the phone? Who do you talk to? Phones can be a very handy thing. Especially in our day and time, they're more of a computer than they are a phone. But we call them cell phones. And before you can use it, what do you got to do? You got to charge it up. It needs energy to work. And the only way to get the energy into that phone is to connect it to a recharging port. So, if you leave the phone connected to the charging port after a few hours, it'll fill up the phone with energy. And then you can take the phone all over town and talk on it as much as you want. But after a while, the energy will run out. Then you'll have to connect the phone to the recharging port again for a few hours and fill it up so that the energy is there again. But what if you forget to connect the phone to the charging port? Then it'll run out of energy and you won't be able to use it. It won't be good for anything. But if you keep your phone charged up and full of energy, then you could use it as much as you like. And the only way to keep that phone charged up is keep connecting it to the charging port every so often. But did you know we as people are kind of like this cell phone thing? We need to get charged up with spiritual energy. If we're going to be good Christians and follow Christ, we need to be connected to the Holy Spirit. There's only one way, though, to get that spiritual energy is to stay connected to Jesus. Jesus is the source of all of our spiritual energy. He shows us how we're supposed to live, and he's full of power and grace, and the Holy Spirit is with us always. But if we don't stay connected to Jesus, come to church, fellowship with other believers, and encourage one another, we will run out of spiritual energy. Just like the cell phone, without energy, our Christian life just don't work right. So the best way to stay connected to Jesus through prayer, worship Him, study the Bible, come to youth group, come to church, and fellowship with others. That's how we stay connected to Jesus and get our energy, our spiritual energy, recharged. Father, we thank and praise you for this message, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity to share it with one another. These are trying times that we're in, Lord, and we need to stay connected to you so that we have energy and focus to be able to keep on keeping on in this life. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.